Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. It is Thursday, October 10th. It's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. Once again, this is C.A. Nuri and I shall be your host for today. Actually, I'm excited today because I have elite school. No. Elite alumni in my presence. We know have royalty. I actually have royalty in my presence and I'm kind of excited about this interview because as usual, this association is doing big things. Not just big things. Big things that people start whispering about. Big things that people start WhatsApping about. Big things that where people start blogging and putting on social media and saying, man, you hear what these people doing again? These people always showing off. Today, I have St. Augustine's College Alumni Association in studio. We're talking about why is it that people stare and gawk and gawk and look at it and say, wow, they're doing things again, right? This new board, I think it's been in for maybe 2 years. How long?
Yeah.
Okay, pull the mic a little closer to you because I have the president here and I'm going to go over their new board, the executives, and some of the programs that this alumni association has, right? We know alumni associations in the Bahamas is a big thing. Right, but there are a number of schools that are having issues, and they say, "Man, I don't know how SACAs do it. How do they get their alumni so excited to give back? How do they get their alumni so excited to continue to participate, to continue to show up at sports day? How does this alumni do that?" And without further ado, allow me to introduce their president of SAC Alumni Association. I think that's the correct name, SAC Alumni Association. Miss Anastasia.
Yes.
Brown.
Yes.
Right? And I know she's here with the ball coordinator. I get the full name. I allow you to, that's Miss Lisa R. McCartney, but I'll introduce her. Right? And you know, sorry, I stressed R. I'm going to introduce Lisa later on, but let me fix Anastasia's mic in the meantime. Right? And then she'll give me update on SAC Alumni Association, what they're doing, the purpose and objective of the Alumni Association, who all should join the Alumni Association, stuff like that, general stuff, information like that. Welcome again, Anastasia.
Thank you for having us. Thank you. Hi, my name is Dr. Anastasia Brown, and I'm the president of the SAC Alumni Association. The purpose of the SAC Alumni Association is to, We have a reunion with our members, and to help, mainly this is to help SAC to in their any events that they may have in forms of sponsorship or tuition grant, anything that the school needs, we are supposed to be there to help. So all alumni, if you graduated from SAC, if you went to SAC up to 10th grade, 11th grade, 9th grade, we still consider you alumni. So you are able to join the SAC Alumni Association. It's a $60 a year for the Alumni Association. And we have a privilege card because, you know, we partner with organizations and businesses so that you can get discounts. And trust me, I used my discount this year at Toyota Auto Mall, and I got a big discount when I purchased my car.
Congratulations.
So there are some privileges when you be at the SAC Alumni Association. But we are here to support SAC. Our job is to give back to SAC.
Let me interject here, because I am maybe kind of confused, and I want my listening audience to be clear.
Mm-hmm.
Is SAC Alumni Association the same as SAC? Is it like an organization run by the school itself? Independent?
Yes, but we are there to support.
No, you could explain the independence.
Yes.
You said support before times now. I understand the support. But I want to understand what you mean by Alumni Association. And it's not a part of SAC. What is the Alumni Association?
We are a part of SAC, you know. Mm-hmm. People think we're, you know, that you have organizations where you give and support. But we are there to help them out. We partner with them. We don't do anything without their discussion. In other words, we're independent, but we still are a part.
Okay, I understand.
You understand? We are independently run, but we are part of them. We do everything in consultation with them.
Okay. So let me, I know this is a new board. You said you've been there for a year.
Yes.
Who are part of the executive board now?
We have Osborne Moxie, he's the VP. We have Tanya Carey, is the treasurer. And we have Andrew Poitier, who's the secretary. And then we have committee members. Like we have Lisa R. McCartney. She must stress the R because she always getting confused for another Lisa McCartney. And she is the chairman of the board. And then we have Dr. Maria Oriaki. She's the co-chair.
Okay. In terms of activities that the Alumni Association does, and then you said that you partner with SAC. I want to need to understand exactly how do you partner. Examples of what you partner with in the past.
Like when they have the BISS, we make sure that the athletes have water, juice, and fruits. We are there to support them. We sell paraphernalia for them. We also, like if they have events, we co-sponsor them. Like we provide the food and drinks and stuff. So we partner with them to make sure. Right now, we also getting ready to do the Uncle Lou golf tournament again. We'll be partnering with St. Augustine's College to raise funds for that. And now they're getting ready for their 80th celebration. We're getting ready to partner with them with that also. So our job, as I said, is to support, fully support all the activities. So if they call us, say, Ms. Dr. Brown, we need something. If we could help it or we could find someone who could do it, we do it. Now, right now, as I said, we raised over $25,000 last year in tuition assistance. You know, after
COVID. Let's talk about tuition assistance. See, and the reason why I asked, right, a number of alumni in different schools, not necessarily SAC, right, tend to be concerned about, I wonder where my money going.
I know.
And it seems as if you're collecting the money and you're using the money. So definitely, I hear that you're using the money. But so I want to know about some programs in the present and in the past that you've collected money for and then you, so we could say, yeah, I see you all. I give you my money.
I understand that. And that is why, thanks to past president, Sherelle Cartwright, she made sure when the government made the call about organizations that Synagogue SAC Alumni Association was registered as a non-profit organization. So we bound by law to tell you exactly what we collect financial statements. So we have up-to-date audited financial statements. So we understand the need. So last year we collected over $25,000 for a tuition grant, and that is via ads. So when we have the ball, the ads that the honorees get, they are earmarked for tuition grant and to help the school. So we collected $25,000 last year. Every penny went to St. Augustine's College. And you can check our ads, you can check in the papers. I think Guardian runs some of the articles too. We have it where we document and gave back to the students, but it was not enough. Listen, people wonder why to give back. I tell people, most of the rich people don't go to SAC. It's just the general persons who, most of the, like me, I went to SAC. My parents paid my school fee monthly.
You just want to say we paid monthly.
We paid monthly. And even when my son went to SAC, we paid monthly. That's one thing, a good thing about SAC. They're allowed to pay monthly. And we understand that some people, because of COVID, because of sometimes family members get sick, and sometimes parents have to make the hard decision to pay for someone to get saved, to keep the light on or something, the school fee might not be a priority. These are good students who are striving. And we don't want them to drop out. You know, because I could tell you, SAC is the best education system in this country. Okay? And I always tell people, I have a testimony.
Mm-hmm.
I graduated from SAC with an F in math.
Dang. And they let you graduate?
In math. And look at my, I am now have earned, not bought, not with someone honored me. I have an earned PhD. Because I am a pure testament of the pure education, the strong educational system in St. Augustine's College. So I understand when parents say, I want my child to stay in SAC.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know the value of a SAC education. So I'm telling alumni, look at this country. Look at the movers and shakers in this country, around this world, in this country and around the world. We run this country, you know. If you'd be surprised, we walked here, we didn't realize we have someone here who running Guardian.
Mm-hmm. The CEO.
Yes, we didn't know that. We just finished giving Senator Michael Halkidis, who runs the money of the country. And we could go on and on about the movers and shakers in this country.
Let's talk about the scholarship, because you mentioned the scholarship a couple times, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is it a scholarship? Is it a grant? the monies that you've collected for the various fundraisers that you do, right? And this ball you mentioned earlier, right? How can a SACer, person who attends SAC who having financial challenges, get access to it? What is that procedure all about?
Okay, they can go to our SAC alumni website.
Your website?
Yes!
Tell me the website.
Yes! SACalumni.org. Mm-hmm. Once you go to our website and look for tuition assistance, we open tuition assistance. Each grant has a criteria. So once you meet that specific criteria, you go ahead and apply for that. And we go through and we vet it. And then once we have sufficient monies, we give. And that's why we say we need more. Because we had an overwhelming request last year for tuition assistance, but we could not give to everyone. And that bothered us as a board. Mm-hmm. That bothered us because we know these were usually good students, even students who are trying to come into SAC. I tell some boys and persons call me saying, man, when other school give them a full scholarship, mm-hmm. but we want our child to go to SAC, but we didn't have the funds. That's why we're crying out, please help us, help the students to get in. So they won't go to the school, that green school, you know. Mm-hmm. Because that green school got money.
That's a second choice.
That's a second. They have plenty of money and their alumni invest. We are saying, come, SACers, we are the movers and shakers. We know you can do it. Even if you just give the $60 a year.
Let's talk about the $60 a year. You say something about an alumni card. What is that exactly?
We have
a membership.
A membership card. You know, once you pay your membership, we give you a membership card. That puts the year and has a, we call it our privilege.
Okay, it's a privilege card.
Yes.
And what does this privilege card? Okay, first of all, who gets this privilege card?
All financial members.
All financial
once
members.
They pay the dues.
So if you're a SAC graduate,
yes,
and you pay your
$60,
and uh-huh. $60 lasts how long?
For a year.
For the full year.
Yes.
Right. And you get a privilege card.
Yes.
And what does this privilege card allow me to do?
And as I said, if you go into different organizations, sometimes we partner with businesses, and the businesses will say you get it. Like some give us 10%. Discount, 5% discount. And that's why we're encouraging SAC alumni who own business, please call us. We'll advertise your business and we ask is that you give our SACers a 10% discount.
That's reasonable. So yes. There's a number of SAC owned business, SAC affiliated businesses who partners with the alumni.
Yes.
So it's a privilege to be a graduate.
Hear me say Toyota Automall.
I need to go to Toyota and see and remind my
way. Thank you, Fred Aubrey. I must big up Fred Aubrey. He has been a full supporter of the Alumni Association. Our office is actually housed in his the Toyota Automall. Mm-hmm. So we are.
But the alumni has his own office?
Oh, yes!
Absolutely. Where the alumni office is. I didn't know Alumni Association is up. They normally exist in cyberspace. You shouldn't say no. SAC Alumni Association has their own office?
Yes, in Toyota Automall. You go right there and they will let you know that.
Give me a phone number to call you all, man. I got to go to your phone.
We don't remember numbers.
I let you check that when Miss Lisa R. McCartney starts to speak, right? But in the meantime, what are all of your social sites that people can communicate with the Alumni Association?
We are on Facebook, on the SAC Alumni Association. Mm-hmm. We are on Instagram, and we are on TikTok.
And you're on TikTok. So yes. It's Instagram, Facebook, uh-huh. and TikTok. One more TikTok.
Yes.
What's SAC doing, alumni doing on TikTok?
We have to, listen, we have young graduates.
Like, is this just for young people?
I know, listen, yeah, it's
you all look like senior women to me.
Huh? I'm only, listen, 18. My experience just grew.
Okay. So you do a number of events as fundraisers to assist SAC, right? And one of those events is this ball, right? And of course, Lisa R. McCartney, I can call you Lisa McCartney, man. Is a co-chair of that ball.
Yes.
What do you mean a ball? What is this ball you're talking about?
Well, we're all familiar with balls. We start the ball season off in January. And we just about ball every month. There's an organization, various balls that are happening throughout the country. And so when we talk about ball, we're talking about a band. We're talking about good food. We're talking about dancing. We're talking about honoring our honorees. All that you can think of when you go to any other ball in this country is going to be happening at our ball. It's going to be an exciting time.
When you say honoring our honorees, who are these honorees? These, like, regular people from around the Bahamas? What is that?
Well, we have a nomination process that begins in January. So we want you, please, in January, to go to our website, which is the SACalumniAssociation.org. And it will be right there for you to nominate anyone that you feel or deem fit and that has contributed back to society in various spheres. And what we will do as a committee, along with the board, the SAC Alumni Association board, is we will then vote based on the information that you give us as to why you should be honored because of their contribution back to the Bahamas. And so we select roughly around 20 individuals in various areas. And those are the the people that we go and we honor in our ball. Now, those persons this year, we have our alumnus of the year, which is Algernon Cargill.
I know Algernon Cargill. Yes, a swimming guy.
Swim Association. Yeah. Yes, absolutely. And then we have our alumna of the year, Daphne Miaulis. Then we also have persons like the senator, the honorable Michael Halkidis, who we just finished talking about. You also have individuals like Honorable Melanie Griffin.
Melanie Griffin with the SAC?
You better believe it.
Okay.
All kind of politicians
on the SAC. I tell you, the movers and the shakers.
Yes. Honorable Jeffrey Lloyd.
Okay.
He's going to be honored also. And then you also have people like Nicholas Rees. You also have that's Canoe. You have Dr. Dion Cunningham. He is Adventures in the Art and also an associate lecturer at UB. We also have individuals. You have Melissa Darville, who is Shiver Ice Cream, the Caribbean.
Oh, yeah. I taste a Shiver.
Mm-hmm.
And she's a young one.
Yeah.
Of course.
I thought of maybe you're honoring like elderly, senior.
Devin Charlton is also being honored.
She just graduated that day.
2013, but she's been doing awesome stuff. So we have
the listing of nominated people can be once you graduated to whatever age you go. So it's not just a particular posthumously too.
Yes. Okay. And also we have families, the Davis family. We are honoring them, Tappy Davis and family.
Explain what you're honoring family. What you're honoring family
the legacy
for?
Award is for persons, families that have at least three generations of persons who attended SAC.
At least three generations of nominees attended SAC.
Yes. You have to
Somebody needs to nominate.
Yes.
Okay, no problem.
Someone needs to nominate.
Yes.
So, look, now you want to hear this legacy thing about families more. So, you can nominate a family to recognize the family of legacy?
Yes, once they've had three generations attend.
Okay.
So, that's our legacy. They're receiving our legacy award. And we also have, Dr. Brown, you mentioned some other persons that
we have James Clark, who does Uncle Lou.
Yeah, class of 95.
Yes.
I know James.
Yes, it's
James.
Chantal Cox Hutchison.
Don't know that.
The manager and president because she's sister. She's done
well. Oh, sister.
Yes. President.
Okay, everyone is who's who.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Then we have Brenda Knowles, Charles Michael Wright, and Scott.
I know her too. That's class of 96, 97.
Yeah, Dr. Linda Davis.
Yes.
Okay.
Am I missing anyone? I'm making sure I have not Bishop Valentino Williams.
I know him, class 95.
Yes, so you need to come.
It looks like I need to come.
You need to come.
Get your ticket.
Yes.
Okay, but now we're talking about tickets.
Mm-hmm.
Is it too late for me to purchase a ticket?
No. You go to the website, the SACalumniAssociation.org or Mobile Assist, and you can purchase the tickets. Now, there's a little thing I have to add here. We need you to... persons who are listening to get their tickets before December. Sorry, October. I'm thinking December. October. Next week, Tuesday.
Yes.
So I have Tuesday. To buy my ticket by Tuesday?
Yes. This is for hotel. Yes, this is for hotel.
The numbers.
They need to know the numbers. Okay. And we don't want persons to be able, you know, Wednesday they're calling us and panicking they didn't get their tickets.
I buy tickets at the door, but I understand.
No. These are all electronic tickets. So you will know where your table is.
Yes.
You will know where your seat is.
Okay.
In advance. And you could choose who you want to sit next to.
What do you mean choose who I want to sit next to?
Go right on the website.
And I could choose to sit next to Michael.
You can see it as if he have a space at his table, but I don't think anyone has
space at
his
table.
You can. All
Sackers are VIP.
Okay, I mean VIP who
have
to talk business and shop with. But anyway, I understand.
And oftentimes people say, you know, they go to a ball and they're at the back of the room. We let you see what table you want to sit at. You choose your table and where you want to sit and what tables you want to purchase.
That's technology.
So
who all should attend this event?
Everyone.
Is it just a SAC?
No,
we are inclusive.
Because, QC, St. John's. See a Walker.
Arlen Bailey.
Everybody.
JHS.
I know Bishop Valentino Williams has an entire church who wants to attend. So I could picture that section be crowded.
Yeah.
Because he has a fallen by himself.
Yes.
That's right.
Okay. So go ahead.
We want you to know, listen here. I must guess to say hats off to our chair, Lisa R. McCartney. She planned an awesome night. You hear me?
Listen, but it's awesome night.
Listen.
What all can I anticipate?
You hear what the same
thing? You didn't tell me the price yet.
Listen
right?
here.
Because I have to choose to buy this.
Listen here. Let me tell you something. It's $300, but it's $300 worth it. I'm telling you, okay? Because first of all right, we have Junkanoo. This is called Junkanoo Masquerade, celebrating the big yet. That's our theme, right? Essence Band is performing. Okay, now when we talking about food, we're not doing no little peon, no little chicken breath.
Surf and turf.
Surf and turf.
Well, where the ball is?
Atlantis.
Okay, nice.
Resort. And did I say open bar?
Oh, I like an open bar.
Okay, so that's $300. I'm telling you,
I can drink $300 worth of the surf.
It's worth every penny.
And dancing?
Dancing, your DJ. Bodie is going to be DJing for us.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh, this sounds like fun.
I tell you.
Absolutely. And they don't even talk about the prizes.
The prizes.
The prizes too.
Yes.
We have prizes like we have a 4-night, 3-night stay at Atlantis. We have stays at Comfort Suite, Daddy Joe's in the Luther Gregory.
With rental car.
You know, we have the vouchers, $250 vouchers on the Bahamas Fast Ferries.
But wait, do I have the purchase a raffle ticket there, or is it part of my ticket?
No, you have to purchase the ticket.
Just understand.
We also door prizes, too.
Door prizes.
Yes, absolutely.
We have laptops, don't forget. We have a Santa laptop.
Yeah, we have a Santa.
So I have to dress up for this event.
It's a ball.
Yes.
There's two tickets.
And then bring your dancing shoes, too.
I'll
tell you what, you know how we do it. You come on, dress up in your heels, and then you slip on
the back.
Yeah. That's that kind of party.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
It sounds like fun.
It's going to be fun.
Yeah, it sounds
fun. You know, Sack, we go big or go whole.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So I'm speaking with SAC Alumni Association. We're going to take a brief break right here. We're talking about big things they've been doing over the years with partnering with SAC to make sure that students who attend SAC get access to their education through their scholarship program, through their grant program. They're explaining a number of activities they've been doing in terms of raising funds, right? I'm going to go more in detail of that because someone mentioned Uncle Lou, a golf tournament.
Yes.
I'm going to ask what that is all about also. And I'll be here with one of the co-chairs. Who's the next co-chair, Ms. Mutani?
Dr. Maria Woodside Oriaki.
Oriaki.
She's the provost at University of Bahamas.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, she didn't say hello to me next time. She didn't say hello to me, though.
I leave that one there. She owe you a hello there.
Yes. People know who C.A. Nuri is. You got to say, hey, that's him there now.
Yes. Okay.
The model.
Yes.
Yes, from the Punch Days on page 27. But anyway, that's a different story. Guardian Radio AM, we'll be right back with SAC Alumni Association. We're talking big things that they're doing. And also, we're talking about this ball they have. When is the ball going to be again?
Saturday, October 19th, 7 p.m. at Atlantis.
Okay.
Yes.
We'll be right back.
Printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Welcome back to Guardian Radio AM. Of course, this is C.A. Nuri, and I'm your host today. We're talking with Ms. Lisa R. McCartney, and we're talking to Dr. Anastasia Brown. And Dr. Anastasia Brown is the president of the SAC Alumni Association. And Alumni Association is making a wave in the Bahamas, right? Where a number of classes have now come together to make sure that they celebrate themselves as being alumnus. Is it alumnus or alumni?
Alumni.
Yes. Right? And then they're giving back to their school. The school they're giving back to is SAC, yes. Right? Mm-hmm. St. Augustine's College, located in Fox Hill, mm-hmm. Nassau, Bahamas. And you know that's one of the premier schools inside the Bahamas, a beautiful campus.
Yes.
And as that school continues to grow, the alumni is now donating to that school to help in its development, right? I remember once upon a time, I saw an ad about the Field of Dreams. I'm not sure what that is exactly. But I know the Alumni Association was involved with that.
Correct.
Earlier, I was asking questions about activities that the Alumni Association partners with SAC or come together to do in order to raise funds. And you mentioned something about the Uncle Lou Golf Tournament. I want to know what's the Uncle Lou's Golf Tournament?
The Uncle Lou Golf Tournament, you know, the golf tournament is for the elites. You know, those are the persons with the money. So we go after those persons to help donate, to realize one of the best principles that ever lived, Leviticus Adley, and we call it Uncle Lou. And his dream was to have a state-of-the-art stadium. Now, we are trying to do it gradually, and I know that's been a lot of concerns, cause even, not only for SAC. I heard other schools say, I've been donating money for this event all this time, and I ain't see it, I realize yet. But the goal for this board is to make sure whatever we say we're going to do, we try to make sure it happens. We ain't making no excuse. We want to make it happen. So, again, we are going to partner with the Uncle Lou Committee, and we're going to raise funds to make sure that we want to see a stake in the ground for that stadium. Because even when I was at SAC, we were raising money for that stadium.
And as early as 1988. I still have that letter in my barrel.
So we want to make sure that last year we helped the association. So they did the Field of Dreams. So they, if you go on SAC, you see they renovated the baseball field. Mm-hmm. Now we need to renovate the track. We have the best. We have a large track and field. We are one of the largest field. We alumni, we need to fix the field.
Yes.
So we need to fix the field. So we need you to help us, help SAC to fix that field and help us to make Uncle Lou Adley's dream come to life. We need to make that come to life.
SAC is being heralded as having the best physical campus of all schools on your province, in the whole Bahamas, actually. And you mentioned the track. I think SAC might be the only school that has a track,
mm-hmm.
right? And you mentioned baseball fields. I think it has like 3 or 4 baseball fields. SAC is very sports-oriented.
Yes.
I know they have like 4 or 5 basketball, what do you call it, basketball?
Courts. Yes.
And volleyball courts like that. And the Alumni Association is partnering to develop these things.
Yes, we need to. As I said, our title sponsor says, Oak Tree Medical, give back to SAC. And that is his mantra. And as I said, that's why he is our title sponsor, because he saw what we were doing and he believed in our vision. And because he believed in our vision, we want to make sure, help him, and we need y'all to help us help him and help the whole SAC to get this dream alive and get that field, that stadium built.
Mm-hmm. I have one texter said, but she's a parent.
Everybody can attend the ball. Everybody.
Yes. And you mentioned your title sponsor and giving back to SAC, right? Can alumni, is there a way for alumni to say, well, I can't come to the ball, right? But I see what y'all doing.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I won't partner with y'all, right? Future or now. I won't give some money.
Yes.
How can they do that? Or is that possible?
Yes, it is. Well, we do have a bank account, and it's a First Caribbean. Just contact us. And our alumni number is 802-2586. Or you can reach me at 809-9847. Or you can send us an email at thesacalumni@gmail.com.
And then they can communicate and say what you want to do.
Yes.
Right there. I know from the past, the alumni president tend to be invited to various SAC events. Is that still happening?
Yes. I was so honored this year that when they honored Devin Charlton. We were invited to attend that. We were invited to attend graduation. We were invited to attend the track winning BASF.
Stash the winning.
Hello. Look here. They're the champion. We helped sponsor that. We were there celebration. So they had invited us and stuff. We had opportunity to meet with the board and discuss our plans and for our future. Coming up, we're going to be meeting with Dawn Johnson, who is responsible for outside events. We're going to be praying for the 80th celebration. We want to raise $100,000 to help SAC with that. So as I said, since
SAC being open for 80 years now?
Well, listen to your church.
And they have a celebration?
Yes, of course, it's 80 years.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so we are helping them to plan that. So we are heavily, heavily involved with that. And that's what we're supposed to do. Always discuss with SAC, what do you need us to do? Hell, in no sense it's in silo making decisions, telling SAC what they want. No, we partner with them, have an open dialogue, and I love this administration because we speak on a regular basis. I speak regularly with the principal, Maurice Thompson. Let us know what you need. And then sometimes I say, okay, someone give me a scholarship. I need a student. Because sometimes other students, and yes, you can give a private scholarship. I have a couple scholarship in honor of their parent or someone special, and they tell us exactly what they a type of student they want us a scholarship to go to. So I say, principal, I have a scholarship.
Scenario. I'm sorry for interrupting. No I have problem. A scenario. My class of 94, so mm-hmm. I included myself, realized that SAC has a garden and have animals. They have animal husbandry there.
Yes.
Right? And we were trying to find out how do we donate to help grow the ducks and the rabbits there. Come to you all and then you all go and pay that.
We can do that, yes.
Okay, so I just didn't tell you what I want to pay them.
You want, and whatever you tell us, you want that fund to go for, we do exactly that. Mm-hmm. And we keep, and we let you know, okay, we have not found that person. What do you want us to do? Mm-hmm. Okay, so we let you know exactly what we're doing, and we send you the information. We've had private donors. I know I got a call that a child who's an A student was $1,000 short for her tuition to get into grade 10. Mm-hmm. A private donor gave that to me. Gave it to the school. We paid the school fee. And we send a picture of the check to let the donor know that that the school fee was paid. So you can also do it. That's why we say we're public and private donors. Some people don't like people to know. And that is being done over the years. I didn't even realize, you know, when you're talking, I had some classmates who told me the only reason they were in SAC is because of a private donor kept them in SAC because their parents got sick and they're about to get kicked out because of tuition. But Uncle Lou, as I said, that's why I say we stress that, found out what was happening, found a scholarship for them, and paid their school fees for the remaining two.
My class, or mm-hmm. other class, because mm-hmm. it's 2024, 2023, we'll talk about, no, 2024 is now, that recent class I graduated. Is there a meeting place? How do you communicate amongst other SAC years? Is there some kind of WhatsApp group or anything like
that? Yes, we have a class representative group. So once you send us the contact, we will add you to the class representative group. Now, the purpose of the class representative is to share the information with your class and bring back information to us because we need to know what's happening. So if you're having reunions or you're having a special event, you let us know. So we publicize it. We share it with the wider population. Okay, and we all will direct you. If you need some assistance, we'll direct you where to go.
So how does one become a part of this class representative WhatsApp group?
Well, you, as a your class, will let us know who will be your representative. Mm-hmm. So we always encourage you, make sure that person is a person who share information. You don't want to send someone who's in the class representative who's just there, not contributing and not sharing the information. So that's what we encourage. So each class will let us know, this is the representative for my class.
And you say you can set that class can send you all pictures and then you'll promote? Yeah,
yes.
Okay, because I see your social media page, I mean the Facebook page, that's doing things. And
yes.
Every year, someone's celebrating.
Yes, and that's important. Because sometimes people need encouragement. Like some people, I hear from my class, people need to know that we are still together. I could tell you from our class, 1989, we always doing stuff. Yeah. And that is how we keep it together. We, you know, who is sick, we know who needs help. That's how we are a family. And that class as a family, it was only a small amount of us. And that's how we want to see SAC as a family. And I tell persons, I coin the St. Augustine's College and Alumni Association as a marriage. Covenant marriage honored by God. So no one should come in between us. And that's how we have to see SAC. No one comes between us and SAC.
I like things. I like things with paraphernalia type things.
Listen,
with logo. Do you all have any logo things?
Logo, swag bags, everything.
You gotta give me a list of things on how to put
We have t-shirts, we have golf shirts, we have pins, we have pens, we have the fans. We're trying to get some more stuff, but we have everything is available at our SAC alumni office. So if you just call us, we'll provide it for you.
Oh, nice, so I can get things.
You get things.
I can purchase things.
You can purchase things.
And brag and say I went to this good school.
Yes.
Good, good. Lisa, your class still participate in events and do
absolutely.
Things?
SAC class of 89.
Oh, okay.
Yes, we are very active in our class and very active in the Alumni Association. But I also want to give a shout out to our sponsors. Dr. Brown mentioned Dr. Dawn DeVoe and his wife, Christy DeVoe of Oak Tree Medical. They are our title sponsor. And if you know anything about Oak Tree Medical, they are philanthropists. They give back big time to this country. Right now, they're running that promo with the $1 million free breast examinations for women. And then we also have our bronze sponsor, which is Anthony Tony Gomez, and also his sister is a soccer, Lisa Monka. I give a shout out to her. And they are from Baker Tilly Gomez. They are our bronze sponsors. Mm. And they're both soccer
also.
That's
located on Blue Hill Road North, going towards Bay Street.
Yes.
That's the oldest building. House
just
building.
Dunkin' Donuts and you
hit, I just like history. Yes. So I just seen the building and the oldest edifice building in
now
the
we still need some gold and silver sponsors. So it's not too late.
Well, tell me about this. Tell me about the gold and silver sponsors. What is that you're talking about?
Well, when you give those tiers, you give back a certain amount of money that's available on our website and you get free complimentary tickets, you get swag bags, you get ad privileges on our website, your logo goes up on our website for the year. And then you have other privileges that you get as a silver sponsor. And then a portion of what you give to us goes directly to scholarships.
Okay. So it's a gold sponsor, a silver sponsor. Is there a bronze sponsor?
Yes, that's Baker Tilly Gomez.
And then we have a title sponsor.
And there's a title sponsor overall.
Yeah. Medical.
And you say you recognize them on the page and highlight the banners and whatever it is like that.
Yes, yes.
That's nice. The partnership.
Yes.
So can someone who's not affiliated with SAC be a sponsor?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. All the names you call have affiliations with SAC.
Right. Correct. They do. They do. Because they want to see SAC prosper. And they want to see the students be able to attend SAC because they got a great education at SAC. And so they are fully supportive. And we just wanted to shout out to them this morning also.
And I appreciate your efforts in terms of school scholarship grants. Because I know that experience of being sitting, they don't do it anymore, sitting out
in the bench.
On the bench. Right? And few people appreciate that SAC students or alumni are people from the inner city.
Yes.
They always be, these are rich students.
I've heard you need to invite him one day. Let him have his sorry, because he didn't grow up. He always said that he grew up in Chippenham.
Yeah.
Chippenham is rich area, man. I grew up on Taylor Street, Hay Street.
And you're a soccer, right?
And okay. I remember going on, walking from East Street Park to Blue Hill Road, passing three different, what I call it, gang areas, to get on Blue Hill Road to catch the bus. And bus, you see the whole of Blue Road peppered with red tide.
Yeah.
Everyone from the inner city going to Fox Hill or that Prince Charles Drive to get to SAC.
That's right.
So SAC is filled with people who from the inner city
area.
Right. And so we're telling alumni, if you know where you came from and how you benefited from SAC, then you should be willing and wanting, desirous to give back to SAC. Because then it will afford other individuals to be able to have the same good education that you had when your parents couldn't afford to send you.
Right.
And so that is why we're really appealing. And that's why we are so inclusive, because we reach the whole gamut of the Bahamas. We're not an elitist group.
And it's good that you're not an elitist group, because people say there's only one school in the Bahamas.
Well,
that's SAC.
Don't get us wrong now. We have good school pride.
Pride.
But that's different from being an elitist group. An elitist group is like only certain sectors of the population
correct.
Can afford to come to our school.
I haven't been on SAC.
It's nice.
Does the cafeteria still sell LTOC?
Yes.
She would know.
She would know, right?
I just can't switch you.
Lettuce, tomatoes, onions, and cheese.
I grew up at LTOC, right? And, you know, and getting C for a hamburger, right? So, do they still have Brother Henry muffin?
No.
Brother Henry has been gone for a while.
Yeah?
I know they tried to sell, mm-hmm. because when I taught at SA, there was someone still running it, even though Brother Henry is sick, and I used to love those muffins. You know, we used to go up there and them muffins.
Do you know that Brother Henry song?
Brother Henry muffin, Brother Henry muffin. I got
it.
Just making sure. Trying to see if you're real suckers or you're.
And then listen, you could also find love on Saka. Yeah. I have to give a shout out to my husband, yes. who's also a Saka boy. He listened to this and say, my wife ain't mentioned my name.
Yes,
and
your class.
Now we like initials in our home. Mr. C. Keno McCartney.
Yes.
Okay. Nice.
Kalina Insurance. Yes.
Nice.
Okay,
nice,
for all
nice.
Your insurance needs.
Like, and I tell you, there are a lot of relationships from Saka that are long lasting. Because I said how Keno and his wife yes. are also from Saka.
Christy and Dawn are Sackers.
Yes.
We have Charles and Rochelle Seeley Sackers too. So Keno and Lisa McCartney, we found love on Sack campus. Mm-hmm. Yes.
What you want.
Yes, ma'am.
But let's recap right now. I think, let me see which one is. Yeah, we have a few minutes now. So you're having a ball.
Yes.
Which date is the ball? And you say it's not too late to purchase your tickets, but there's a deadline.
Yes.
So which date is the ball? And then tell me the deadline.
Okay, so Saturday, October 19th, 7 p.m., Atlantis Grand Ballroom, Paradise Island.
That's the date for the ball. Okay.
The ball. Now, the Tuesday before, I know Stacey looking that up, is the deadline. Okay. Uh-huh. The Tuesday before that, the 19th, what is that? The 15th?
The 15th,
the 15th,
yes.
of, 15th October,
of October.
Yes. At 11:59.
Yes.
You need to get your ticket.
You need to get my ticket.
We have to get the numbers to the hotel.
And how do I get my ticket?
You go online to the SAC Alumni Association.org or just go to Mobile Assist. And you'll find our tickets right there.
And I can purchase my ticket through Mobile Assist?
Yes.
Okay. And then what? Is it like paper
ticket
email,
or printed? In those email to you. Electronic, you know, listen here.
And then, mind you, please bring your phones.
Oh, I got to bring my phone?
Yeah, yeah. It's like you're going on a plane.
Okay.
They scan you at the door.
Okay, so bring your phone so they can, that means I have to charge my phone. on that near 2%. So they can scan my ticket.
Right,
my
scan you into the room.
Online and go on the room.
Yes.
And I can be dancing, you said. Which yes. Which would band could be playing again?
Essence. And one of the members of Essence is a Saka.
Yes.
Oh, they're nice.
The saxophone.
And you say it's a masquerade. Do I wear a mask or anything? Or you're giving me some?
It's optional. It's optional. Okay. It's optional.
And it's some a Junkanoo masquerade ball, you're saying, right? Mm-hmm. I was going to ask what Junkanoo group going to be. The band.
That's a different show.
I ain't gonna go there.
Everybody know who
we want. Everybody come to the ball.
The Junkanoo music could be sweet. That's what you're saying. And I'm able to dance.
Yes.
I'm able to dance. And then it's open to all who
all,
want to
all.
Attend.
Yes.
So it's an affair.
It's a fair.
It's an affair that they come in and enjoy themselves. It's a ball.
It's D ball.
The ball has a name or just called sack ball.
Sack alumni. Lighthouse Awards.
It's Lighthouse Ball.
Scalable.
Ball.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
The Lighthouse Scalable.
Okay. It's 11:54. I have more minutes. Mm-hmm. I have more minutes to talk. Right. So you're saying that it's not too late to buy my ticket.
No.
No.
Right, I can buy my ticket, and then the event is on October
19th.
Yes,
and I got to dress up.
Yes, yes,
women need to bring two types of shoes. You saying bring your dress up shoes,
yeah, and then your low shoes, and to dance shoes.
Yeah,
and you saying it's open bar.
Open bar,
and you saying that it's $300 for the ticket.
Yes,
$300 a ticket, and I can enjoy myself. And you say it can just be no chicken, it can be surf and turf.
Surf and turf.
Any macaroni? The Cafeteria's had good macaroni.
The Cafeteria's had good macaroni.
Yeah.
But you're saying it can be high end food.
High end.
By Atlanta's best top chef.
Yes.
Chefs. Yeah. Gonna be there.
Yes.
This seems like I need to come. This
you come in.
You have to come.
I need to come.
Your class needs to buy a table.
That's right. A whole table.
My class cheap.
I know your class ain't cheap.
No class is 94 cheap. Ask them.
They ain't cheap.
They like new things.
Who's your class?
Yeah, cheap people.
You know what, God?
The majority of us from Acklands.
They have money. Acklands, boy. Acklands is beautiful.
Yeah,
you know?
But that money for us.
But y'all ain't cheap.
I come in uh-huh. with my $300. I'm going to order the ticket online. And maybe I'll use Mobile Assist to do that.
Yeah.
Because I trust them.
Yes, we do too.
Today, we've been talking to SAC Alumni Association. We had Dr. Anastasia Brown, who is the president of the SAC Alumni Association. And of course, we have Miss Lisa R. McCartney. Mm-hmm. Oh, you have something you want to say?
Yes, I have one more thing to say.
Go ahead.
We have to say our patron.
Go ahead.
Our patron is the Reverend Patrick Bishop Catholic Diocese.
Catholic Bishop.
Yes.
Oh, nice.
That's
nice.
Why I tell you, we have full support.
We have full support.
Catholic bishops dance?
Well, I
don't find out soon.
You'll find out soon.
You'll find out.
I can find out soon. Yeah.
Listen here, the principal and the staff at SAC will be there.
Okay.
And the board chair will be there.
Okay, nice.
Yes, I'm telling you, this is a return to the family.
Yes.
That's why I'm encouraged.
It's like a SAC reunion.
Yes. That's why I tell you, come on now.
So
you won't miss
it. You may not be went to SAC, but you went to Our Ladies.
Yes.
You went to St. Thomas More.
Yes.
You went to Xavier's.
Oh, you attended
feed the school.
Yes,
because that's your bishop.
Yes.
You need to support.
I like that.
Yes.
Anyway, this has been Guardian Radio in the AM with C.A. Nuri. Thank you very much, ladies.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us.